now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is Talk to a Pastor. I think you're going to like this program because I'm a very special pastor. I'm a pastor who has common sense, and a pastor who has understanding, and a pastor who's been around for a long time. Not only that, but I'm the only pastor that I know of who devotes himself full time to folks on the internet and on the radio. There are other radio pastors. I'm not the only one, but I'm one of the few that devotes himself to the internet. And so I'm very, very happy to have this program for you. I've been on the air for 21 years. But I've evolved over the years, evolved from a program called Common Sense to a program called Ask Roland, and now Talk to a Pastor. So what is the nature of this program? Well, first of all, what I do is I answer important questions. I have a website. It's actually called Talk to a Pastor Online, but if you want to go there, if you want to go to Talk to a Pastor Online and look at my website, it is mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. And what I do there is I offer personal consultation. You know, have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor, but you don't have a pastor, or you're between pastors, or you don't go to church? See, or you've never been to church and you don't want to go to church, but you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor. Or how about you want to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Or how about you have a very personal issue that you'd really like to talk to someone, but you don't want to talk to somebody who knows you because it's a bit embarrassing? Or perhaps you want to have an answer right away. You would like to have an answer right away. You don't want to wait. Or you'd like to have an answer from the convenience of your home. You know, one of the nice things about the internet, it's so convenient. And they, you know, why do people love to shop on the internet? Why do they go to Amazon and, you know, places like that? Well, of course, price is part of it, but it's mainly convenience. So imagine you can talk to a pastor from the convenience of your home via live chat, telephone, or email. Well, that's what I do. Now, I've been gearing up for this service, talking to people using live chat or telephone or by email exchange. I've been gearing up for this for over 2 decades now. See, I've been working all this time. I've been on the air. I've been working. I've been learning. I've been studying. I've been talking to people. I've been writing books. I've been writing articles. Over 20 years of preparation for this. And so here it is, I'm rolling it out. Now, why do we need Talk to a Pastor Online? Well, the reason is, ladies and gentlemen, that times are tough. And people have gotten themselves into some dire predicaments. And there's not a lot of understanding out there. There just isn't. There's not a lot of understanding. Do you remember the movie The Miracle on 34th Street? I bet a lot of you have not seen it. If you have not seen it, you should see it. The Miracle on 34th Street. Make sure you see the original one. You know, it was made a long time ago, back in the 30s. If they've made a newer one, then I can guarantee you it's no good. It's been changed. It's been altered. The original one with Natalie Wood and Fred Gwynne and John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, I think. Fabulous movie. But the point I want to make is that Kris Kringle, you know, the Santa Claus in that movie, he had understanding. He had love. He had a twinkle in his eye. He understood kids. He understood parents. See, he understood people, and he had love, and he had understanding. You know, and you could spend 5 minutes. 5 minutes with him was better than, you know, 50 hours with anybody else because he had understanding. Just being around him was already good for him. Well, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm that kind of a person who has understanding. I will be right back after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am. Roland is my name, and I am Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, very quickly, I need to give you some very important information. Very, very important information. My website is mypastorchat.com. Now, here are a couple of important pieces of information. Number one, I'm available for personal consultation with people. However, unfortunately, I'm going to be gone the week of, from December 30th through January 7th, December 30th through January 7th, in other words, the first week of the new year, I'm going to be gone. What am I doing? Well, I'm basically moving, but because of the heavy rains, I found out that the telephone company was couldn't come out and put in the new phone line right away in the place we're moving to. So I'm basically going to be without phone service, you know, without access to the internet for about a week. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be available for consultation. However, I'll be back on the 8th. So if you have some questions, what do people have questions about? Oh, incidentally, the other thing I was going to say. Oh, let me finish what I was going to say. If you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, then, a little over a week from now, January 8th, I will be available. And you can find out how to contact through my website, mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat, mypastorchat.com. Okay? And if you forget, you can always go to kcaaradio.com, go to Sunday morning, look at 7:30, there's my picture, there you can click on somewhere there, and it'll connect you with my website, okay? Now, what was I going to say? Oh yes, why me? Why do I claim to have something of a very special value for people? And I say the reason is because I have understanding. Now, I'm not the only person that has understanding. In fact, we all have access to understanding, but we lose track of it. See, how do we lose track of it? We pay too much attention to what experts say, to what other people say. You know, we look to what the group says, our colleagues, our peers, the culture experts, you know, that we go to that have degrees on the wall, you know, all kinds of experts. See, even in religion, you have the experts. Well, I'm claiming to be an expert too, but I'm a different kind of an expert. I'm an expert. Sure, I have degrees, have advanced degrees. I remember one time I had a teacher, and he made a big circle. It was a zero. And then on the blackboard, and then under the zero, he put a line. Then he put B.A., you know, and then under that M.S., and then under that Ph.D. So you have a zero, you have a line, and then you have B.A., and then you have under it M.S., and then under that is Ph.D. And he says, what is this? And everybody just said, we don't know. He said, 3 degrees below zero. Well, okay, so I've got 3 degrees below zero. I've got a B.A., I've got an M.S., and a Ph.D., in pastoral psychology. Yes, I do. I do. And I have 21 years of experience. See? So that's something right there. Plus, I have the wisdom of years. I'm 60 years old. Yes, I am. And so I have some wisdom. You know, if you got some deep personal issue, you know, maybe a nice person who's 20 or 25, very nice person. Could be a good friend or a nice person, but, you know, I think I feel more comfortable with somebody that has a bit more experience. You know what I mean? Anyway, so there you have it. So I have degrees. Yes, I am an expert. Yes, but I have understanding. The only reason I have the degrees is so that, you know, people will pay attention to me, so that I have credentials, so that I'm, you know, legitimate, of course. But it's my understanding that's the most important thing. Understanding is the most important thing. Now, what I was going to say is that, what kind of questions do I answer? Well, I do little surveys at my website, mypastorchat.com, to find out what people are troubled by, what issues they're dealing with, what they want help with, what they want advice on, what they want feedback on. And what are the issues? Relationships, depression, anxiety, resentment, anger, upset, stress. See, these are the things. Mental issues, spiritual issues. See what I mean? And of course, relationships. So therefore, I'm very glad that I am here to talk about these important things. Now, so I think I've introduced myself pretty well, the nature of the program, talk to a pastor, and, you know, if you have a question, see, I'm not going to be around, so that's the thing, I'm going to be gone for a few days, but, you know, you could always write. If you go to mypastorchat.com and then click on the contact button, there you will see a general email you could contact me at, and you'll also see an address. So you have a question, you could actually write to me or email me. And perhaps I'll answer the question on the air. That would be really neat. I'll answer the question on the air. If you need personal consultation, well, then you're just going to have to wait, unfortunately, until January the 8th when I'll be back. So, I think I've made it all quite clear. Now let's talk a little bit about relationships. May I talk a little bit about relationships? Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I wonder, I think it's men more than, you know, I think it's really men. If men were men, if men were of the caliber of, you know, George Washington, Moses, David, Paul, you know, these types of men, then the world would be so much better. But the problem with men is that they are either violent, see, or they're kind of wimpy. They're either violent or they're wimpy. And they get all caught up in trivia, you know, sports and football and baseball and so on. So I'm going to talk about men after this announcement. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Talk to a Pastor, and I'm your host, Pastor Roland. I'm going to talk about men now. Men have got to clean up their act. Men have got to straighten up and fly right. Look. Men, your wives and your children, or your partners and your children, need you to be a man. But the trouble is, see, men don't know what a real man is. Remember, there used to be a thing that said, you know, real men eat quiche, or real men don't eat quiche, you know, something like that. Well, that's ridiculous. But see, so what is a real man? You know, I can tell you without any question, and I know for a fact, that you can have the quote-unquote manliest man. You know, he could be a professional football player, professional baseball player, professional wrestler, full contact karate expert. Could be a mountain climber, a parachute jumper, a Evel Knievel, you know, jumping over canyons with motorcycles. He could be a gang leader. He could be a Army Ranger, Army SEAL, or something, a Navy SEAL, something like that. You know, he could be a powerful lawyer, or a big dentist who makes a lot of money, or a doctor, PhD at a university. You know, you could just take whatever you think a real man is, and I can tell you, go out in the world, you can get the most high-powered businessman, you know, CEO making millions of dollars, you know, or a professional, extreme fighter, whatever you think is a real man, and I can guarantee you that most of them are having trouble at home. Their wives resent them. See, their wives feel they're not communicating. Their wives feel there's something lacking. Their kids, you know, feel like dad's not there for them. See? And then you have divorces and fighting and the whole works. Now, why is this? Why is this? Because what a real man is, what is a real man? A real man, first of all, a real man has no visible means of support. Now, I know that doesn't sound right. You know, when you hear no visible means of support, it sounds like he doesn't have any money. But I don't mean that. What I mean is that he is inwardly motivated. He has a bond of faith. He reaches deep within. See, he loves principle. He loves what's right. He loves justice. And principle and justice is more important than anything else in the world. See, and he has an inner bond of faith, an inner bond of faith, with his Creator. That is a real man. Now, of course, you have men that, they're on their way. They may not be quite there yet, but they're on their way. See? They're not religious or spiritual or anything, but they love justice, they love truth, they love honor, and they look within, they look to see what is right, what is the right thing to do, so on their way toward being a real man. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Talk to a Pastor. Yes, I am a pastor. I'm talking about relationships, and I'm saying if men would be men, it'd be so much easier for their partners, for their wives, for their children. See, now what are most men? Most men are a little wimpy. They let the wife be in charge, see? Or she pretends that he's in charge, but she's really in charge. He sits there, he watches football, he watches baseball, he goes to work, he comes home. He's kind of nice, you know. And he's there, you know, he's decent. But she's in charge. She's in charge of everything. Takes the kids to the doctor, takes the kids for this, for that. Takes them to Sunday school. She's in charge of church. She's in charge of everything. And he's kind of there, yes, dear, no, dear. See? Now, of course, if he's not in charge, then somebody has to be in charge, and she has to fill the vacuum. She has to take over. But a lot of times, she would much rather that he would be in charge rather than her, instead of dumping all the responsibility upon her. But see, when father abdicates, when father doesn't do his proper role, see, then eventually, you know, the whole family goes to rack and ruin, or they're all in rebellion, or they have contempt for him. See, now here's the thing. See, if you're just a nice guy, I'm saying that a real man can't be a nice guy, but you have to have that love of justice, love of honor, love of, see. But, see, now the problem is that some men, oh, they say justice, honor, you know, discipline, respect, blah, 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 but then they're rigid. See, they're rigid, and they demand respect, and they, you know, the kids hate them, or the kids are afraid of them. See, really, you shouldn't be afraid of your father. See, you shouldn't be afraid of him. Something is wrong. So if he's too strong or he's too weak, it's not good. If he's angry, that's not good. If he's wimpy, that's not good. See, if he just tries to be a nice guy, that's not good. On the other hand, if he's too rigid, that's not good. See? So you've got to find the right balance. You've got to find the best. See, if you find understanding, men, if you find understanding, and of course women can find understanding too within. See, and a lot of young people are very close to it. See, a lot of young people, kids, teenagers, they see what's going on. They're very close to the truth. But the trouble is, see, their parents are so lost in thinking, lost in worrying, lost in planning and scheming and this and that. The kids are closer to the truth than the parents. So what you need is understanding. See, if you are intuitive and you have a bond with something deep within, then you will have intuition. You will have understanding. You'll know the right measure of giving and withholding. And you'll have a twinkle in your eye. See, you'll have a twinkle in your eye and a nice disposition. And you'll be kind, see, and patient and long-suffering. Kind, patient, long-suffering, see, with forbearance. You have all these wonderful, nice virtues. And also wisdom, at least growing wisdom. You may not have all the wisdom, but you're inclining toward that because you love what's true, see, and you love what's right. So you search in your heart for what's right, see? And with this love of justice, see, with this kindness, and sometimes firmness, yes, but always kindness, not anger, not resentment, not pressure, not meanness, see, not scaring people, not manipulating them, and not trying to seduce them by being a nice guy. See, kind of a solid four-square guy, but with a twinkle in his eye. Then your wife will respect you, see, and your children will respect you. But if you're angry, if you're rigid, if you're mean, you're too nice of a guy, too permissive, if you're weak, you'll let everybody walk all over you. They won't have any respect for you. See? Or if you're too rigid and mean and authoritarian and angry, then they'll hate you. But if men would be men, then it'd be so much easier for the kids and for the wives. See? So much easier. So men, I want you to straighten up and fly right now. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've reached the end of my program. This is Talk to a Pastor. Remember, go to my website, Pastor Chat. Oh, whoops, mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. My name is Roland. I'm Pastor Roland. I'll be here every Sunday morning. You can ask me questions. Send me an email or write me a letter. And I'll answer your question on the air, maybe. Or when I come back from my brief being gone, then I'll be available for private consultation. You'll be able to talk to me about issues via email, via live chat, or via telephone. See, so I've got a lot of wonderful things that I will have available for you. So until next time, Happy New Year, and may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.